Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, August 26. The Tesla Autopilot safety probe is about to end from the NHTSA, and they could be hinting at forcing improvements on the driver monitoring side. U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration first opened an investigation into Tesla's Autopilot over the possible involvement in 11 crashes with emergency responder vehicles, this back in 2021. Acting NHTSA Administrator Ann Carlson told Reuters that a resolution to the probe is coming relatively soon, while adding, quote, "It's really important that drivers pay attention. It's also really important that driver monitoring systems take into account that humans overtrust technology." Now, this isn't an announcement by any means, but the response to remember that drivers overtrust tech seems to be a little ominous. A Wedbush analyst is estimating that Tesla's supercharger network will become a $10 to $20 billion a year business by the end of the decade. Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives, who's been covering Tesla for quite a long time, wrote, quote, "With the introduction of Tesla's Magic Dock, an adapter that will allow non-Tesla EVs to charge on the NACS standard, this provides a company an incremental opportunity to further expand its charging footprint to the entire EV fleet." Now, he went on to say that he believes that the supercharger network will represent 3 to 6% of Tesla's total revenue, or 10 to 20 billion, by 2030. A new video shows Tesla's first supercharger version 4 with a tap-and-go payment system at work. This is the first time. Supercharger version 4 has been revealed in construction plans for over a year now, and it's been deployed in Europe for about 4 months. And yet Tesla has officially to unveil the new charger or its specs. Last month, a payment system was spotted at a station, but now we get to see it in action. The payment system is pretty straightforward, but the video is also a good chance to see just how big it is. The height of the unit and the length of the cable is a critical factor as Tesla is working to onboard non-Tesla EVs to the network, which have chargers in various locations around each vehicle. Ford is offering a range of incentives and lease offers for the Mustang Mach-E, including a discount of up to $3,000. You may remember that in a recent interview with the Detroit Bureau, Darren Palmer, the vice president of Ford's Model E business, explained that the automaker was not worried about their growing electric vehicle inventory, but now we're seeing a good indicator that they very well could be. Now, according to the folks at Ford Authority, the company is offering various incentives based on the different markets. If you're interested, you can call around your area, but what we found was in Detroit, Ford is offering a payment as low as $439 with $439 due at signing. So it seems that Ford Motor Company is incentivized to get them to move. At the Chengdu Motor Show in China, Kia officially unveiled its new EV5, a compact electric SUV. Although Kia didn't reveal any powertrain details, it's expected to ride on Hyundai's EGMP platform, the same one underpinning the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and the EV6 from Kia. You can check out some photos on our site. For those of you listening in, I would describe it as very similar to the EV9 in general shape, although it's naturally shrunken down. I would say that the exterior looks like an impractical concept car, but it must work considering that it's the final version. According to reports, it's expected to start around $42,600, and if that's the case, it would be cheaper than the Model Y in China, which starts at $49,000. Now, Kia will launch the EV5 in China later this year, with further details expected to be unveiled in October. And it is Saturday, so let's get in the HOV lane for some fast news. Wallbox is announcing a collaboration with Kia America, sharing that they will offer EV9 customers their Quasar 2 home charger starting in the first half of 2024. For European customers, the new ID7 is now opening pre-orders. Rivian is getting rid of their least popular color, the yellow one. They call it Compass Yellow. Workers at General Motors' Ultium plant in Ohio have negotiated an increase of $3 to $4 an hour. That's about 25% of their current base pay. And finally, Polestar has announced that they are collaborating with Mobileye, scoring some autonomous driving tech for the upcoming Polestar 4. In today's community comment found on YouTube, some of you liked my little dance from Thursday's installment, and a couple of you didn't. In either case, I wouldn't expect it too terribly often, since the camera is pointed at my head, and you won't get to see my feet, where the majority of the dancing usually happens. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G. and I hope you have a great day.